Donald Trump, Biden's migration is flat-out economic warfare against Americans. By Neil Munro on June 6, 2024. President Joe Biden's mass migration policy is flat-out economic warfare against many Americans. Former President Donald Trump will tell Arizona voters in a speech Thursday. Biden wants an invasion, I want a deportation. Trump will say, according to excerpts of the draft speech the Trump campaign provided to media outlets before Thursday's speech in Phoenix, Arizona. Watch, migrant surge in Arizona crippling Border Patrol resources. The Biden invasion is no accident, it is a deliberate demolition of our sovereignty and our borders. Trump is expected to say in the speech, which will include a broader focus on pocketbook damage to critical blocks of swing voters in the battleground state. This year, Latino Americans will comprise more than a fifth of the electorate in Arizona. And many feel threatened by Biden's policy of importing numerous foreign Latinos to compete for their jobs, housing, and education opportunities. Trump plans to say in his speech, "The Biden border invasion is also an all-out war on the working-class minorities of our country. And it is flat-out economic warfare on African-American and Hispanic-American families. The illegal immigration is hurting Black and Hispanic families more than anyone else. In less than 4 years, Joe Biden has imported millions of low-wage migrants and given them welfare, free health care, and work permits to undercut American wages. Now, real incomes for African Americans are down by almost 6% under Crooked Joe. Simultaneously, illegal immigration is causing rent and housing costs to skyrocket, because we have 15 million new migrants and no place to put them. In everything he does, Joe Biden puts illegal aliens first. He puts the cartels first, he puts the open borders lunatics first, while he betrays American citizens. As your president, I will put African Americans first, Hispanic Americans first, and I will put all Americans first. My loyalty is to you, the American people." Trump is also expected to slam Biden's toothless border shutdown plan. 2 days ago, Joe Biden signed an executive order to officially declare his formal approval and support for the largest border invasion in the history of the world. Far from closing the border, Joe Biden's order is pro-invasion, pro-child trafficking, pro-women trafficking, pro-human trafficking, pro-drug dealers and all the debt they bring, and pro-illegal immigration. Biden's action this week establishes an annual minimum of approximately 2 million illegal alien border crossers every single year, not including the millions that will continue to pour through as gotaways. 2 million is a huge number, and is roughly equal to one migrant for every two American births. The Biden invasion is no accident, it is a deliberate demolition of our sovereignty and our borders, says the draft speech. Upon taking office, Joe Biden stopped the completion of the border wall. He instituted catch and release across the entire southern border. He halted deportations. He knowingly ripped up Remain in Mexico. He willfully terminated my Safe Third agreements. He rescinded Title 42. He threw open the gates to millions of fighting-aged males from all over the planet. And the very first bill Joe Biden sent to Congress was a plan to give mass amnesty to millions of illegal aliens. Biden adopted his easy migration policies because his progressive deputies think borders are bad for equity. Biden's business allies want more consumers, more renters, and wage-cutting workers, and his Democratic Party base wants more welfare clients and dependent voters.